It is 9:05 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Third Monday of the month means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Good morning, Marcia. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Well, good morning, Tony, and our listeners. It's going to be hot, hot, hot out there.
Would this have been the week of sidewalk sales?
It would have, actually. That's a good point, Tony. Yeah. You're right.
Because it's always hot, hot, hot for sidewalk sales.
Well, we're going to give it up this year, and fingers crossed for next year.
All right. Let's first, as we always do, welcome new chamber members.
Yes, we're so grateful. These three names, interestingly enough, are all located on Greenwich Avenue. So we're so grateful that they see the value in joining our chamber. The first one is Piccolina Shop, P-I-C-C-O-L-I-N-A Shop, 82 Greenwich Avenue. They're taking the spot of Fifi and Bella, which was a children's shop. And guess what? Piccolina is a mission-driving lifestyle brand dedicated to empowering young girls to be tomorrow's leaders. So they've got great clothes, matching outfits for young ladies, and it's all very intense as far as their mission statement is, which is young ladies, get going, dress well, and you will succeed. Our second name on the avenue who joined us is Chic Aesthetics, C-H-I-C-Q-U-E, at 151 Greenwich Avenue. And hey, if you need to get out and get your Botox and fillers, Scott and Stephanie will help you with non-invasive facial treatments. So they're located at 151 Greenwich Avenue. Always check out our chamber directory and you can get more info on these organizations. And last but not least, if you've ever lived in New York City, especially Brooklyn, you know Ignacio's Pizza, I-G-N-A-Z-I-O. Louis Termini is just a really fun guy. He's the owner. He calls himself a first-generation hippie. 30 Greenwich Avenue, first block on the right, get your pizza. They have a tradition of making really great thin crust pies or signature pies. I saw a square one the other day. Specialty pizzas with bacon, avocado, tomato, white clam sauce, plus meatball sandwiches, salads, wraps, and grinders. Ignacio's, go try them out. Support our local businesses, 30 Greenwich Avenue. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, these three new members, and we look forward to shopping at your organizations and eating.
All right, I'm hungry right now, even though it's 9 o'clock in the morning, ready to have a little hot pizza. And by the way, we forgot to mention that Diane Roth, a commercial realtor, Allied Properties, will be Marcia's guest later in the hour, about half hour, about 9:20 or so. Let's take a look back. What's been going on? How are the new changes on the avenue going for restaurants?
Well, you know, it's such a large shopping district, over, almost three quarters of a mile. So many stores are there. Well, you know, the outdoor dining has been very popular during these hot summer months, and the restaurants, both on the avenue, Old Greenwich, and everywhere in town, have done a tremendous job in attracting diners. I have never been to Greenwich Avenue in the evening, whether it's during the weekday or weekend, when outdoor dining has not been almost full. So folks are really liking it and the idea of sitting outside. In Old Greenwich, you see names such as Le Fat Poodle and Aplausi offering some very interesting outdoor options that have been well utilized. So if you want to go over to OG, they've got a lot going on. Garden Catering in Old Greenwich offers their clam shack, where you can get a lobster roll or clam strips, and you order them in advance, and they'll bring them out to your car. I can attest personally that it's really yummy stuff. We love to support Garden Catering. They do such a good job. Indoor dining is also allowed at 50% capacity, but we understand why people are really enjoying the outside option. And listen, consider supporting your local restaurants and picking up some nice lunch or dinner items on your way to Todd's Point to see the sunset.
Marcia, last week the first selectman talked about, you know, Restaurant Row in the lower part of Greenwich Avenue. Music to your ears, I'm guessing, do you think?
You know, well, I'm hearing, yes, I love to see that crowded. And I'm hearing that Europeans, I heard someone from France say, oh, this reminds me so much of Europe. I love it, love it. I haven't heard one negative thing. People feel safe the way Town Hall has set it up. They did a great job in doing so. I see that they put the flowers out there. So what's fun? You know, we've got this happening, this event that's very safe that everybody can enjoy outdoors. So come, everybody. Make your reservations for dinner and to hang out and have a drink and enjoy Greenwich.
Okay. What about retailers? How are things going for them on Greenwich Avenue?
Well, you know, there's always been a natural attrition of retail stores, especially on the avenue, and that's continuing. You know, we no longer, unfortunately, have Fifi and Bella, Marmot, Le Parfait, or Skinny Pizza, but we have other names that are starting up, and we'll hear from Diane Roth as she tells us about how she's doing on the commercial realtor side. So, you know, again, I look at it as a natural attrition. Yes, you're going to see some retailers that have closed. But again, hopefully we'll continue the trend of new names wanting to join us. You know, a reminder that Town Hall is allowing retailers with storefronts to put out racks of clothing within certain safety parameters. So please come to the Avenue and to Old Greenwich to shop. There are some really good bargains now. I was there Friday on the Avenue, and the meter still hadn't been converted to taking coins. So it's still free until they finish reinstating the meters, which they will be doing and are doing right now. So come on. Come on over and shop.
All right. What's going on in the business and office market sector? Are people going back to their offices?
Well, you know what? The large majority of people we speak to enjoy telecommuting, and they want to continue that option. It's a trend that's not likely to go away. We can see a shift in offices just not being utilized the same way that they've been utilized in the past. You know, companies see the efficiencies of allowing employees to work from home where they can feel the safest. And this, again, this trend is likely to continue. So we'll be anxious to see how this eventually affects commercial office leases.
All right, fantastic. Speaking with Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. Later in the half hour, Diane Roth of Allied Properties. We're going to take a break and then look ahead, see what's going on with the Chamber after this here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH.
So how many of us have lived in sweatpants, socks, and hoodies for the last couple of months? I don't think I even remember what a belt is. Luckily, there's Skechers for your feet. So now they're all staying safe, but starting to get out a little bit for the summer, we can keep that same comfort no matter where we go. Just head to Skechers.com and you can see all the ultra-comfortable options Skechers has to offer. There are comfortable sandals and shoes for running, relaxing, walking, playing golf, everything you love to do under the sun. Out of the...
9:15 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. About 5 minutes from now or so, we'll be joined by Diane Roth of Allied Properties. But let's take a look ahead. I know you always have a lot of things going on. What's going to be happening with this pandemic, Marcia, in terms of what the Chamber has happening?
Well, like everybody else, when it comes to events, we're kind of wait and see. But one thing for sure is September 2nd is our golf outing. And we have silver sponsor Carlson and Carlson Insurance, lunch sponsors Yale New Haven, Health K Investments, thank you, Alyssa Collision, and Newport Academy. Our ball sponsor is going to be the First Bank of Greenwich, closest to the pin. Sponsor is Jill Bride Tusa, and Rand Insurance is our longest drive sponsor. So we've got our sponsors. Let's get these golfers in. Come on, golfers. It's one per cart right now. Who knows? By September, maybe it will be two, but we know we're going to have a lot of fun. So sign up GreenwichChamber.com.
All right. How about the Women Who Matter Luncheon? That's still happening in October?
Well, you know what? That's going to be a wait and see. We're going to have it no matter what, whether it's webinar or a beautiful lunch at Greenwich Country Club. Right now, they only have, I think it's 50 or 60 spots outdoors on their terrace, and we've got more names than that signed up. So let's wait and see. But I know that Joan London is ready and willing to do this, whether it's by webinar or not. We've got some time. You know how the world can change by October 16th. So we've shut off all invitations to join us, but we'll have it. We'll get to hear Joan one way or the other.
Hey, maybe you can do a combo. Some people in person with Joan and other people on Zoom.
You know what? We could be very creative. That's a good idea, Tony.
Okay, and the annual meeting in November.
Well, again, John Traynor, we've got to push his name. We're definitely going to hear from him. Last year, he gave us an economic prognostication, and this year, I can't wait to hear what he has to say. He's the chief economist for People's Bank. That's always in November. Can't wait to see how the world changes and the economy changes by the time we have him as our guest. So stay tuned, Chamber members. We'll have him speak to us one way or the other, kind of feeling like it might be a webinar.
And the state of the town also around that time of year.
Well, it is, and we'll have to figure out if and when we'll want to do that. Mm-hmm. So all in abeyance, Tony, you know how it is. We just got to kind of roll with it all.
Sure. I think the term is TBD, to be determined, right?
That's it.
All right, good. We're going to take a break with Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. And when we come back, Diane Roth of Allied Properties will join us here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH.
Can the daily recommended servings of...
920 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. Another 10 minutes, and then it's going to be Doug Steffen from 9:30 until Debbie at 11, Debbie Nigro at 11. And Marcia, I'm going to have you do the honors of introducing your special guest for this half hour.
I would be happy to. She is one of the most productive board members on our Chamber's Board of Directors. May I introduce Diane Roth, Allied Properties.
All right, Diane, welcome. Thanks very much. And how does it feel to be productive?
Good morning, Marcia. Good morning, Tony. Thank you for that lovely introduction, Marcia. So we've been busy here in Greenwich. You know, there's a lot going on in the world and a lot of people out there looking for spaces. I always say...
Uh-oh. We're losing Diane. Oh, we're losing Diane on the cell phone. Yes, you're in and out, Diane.
Okay, how about now?
You sound great.
Is that better?
You sound great now.
Oh, there we go. So I work for Allied Properties. We're located at 116 Mason Street in Greenwich, and we specialize in commercial real estate, which is warehouses, office space, retail. And it's been there since 1993, and I knew that the Greenwich market was the place I needed to be. So I've been here about maybe 10 years. I've been in commercial real estate over 25 years.
Oh, okay. Give us a little background before you get to Ally, and then how you found your way to Allied Properties.
So I've worked for Douglas Elliman in Armonk for about 15 years, and it was a wonderful company. But I was constantly getting phone calls, people saying, what do you have in Greenwich? What do you have in Greenwich? I said, my goodness, maybe I should focus a little bit on this Greenwich market, too. And then my daughter went to school at Sacred Heart, and we moved to Greenwich. And I said, you know, now's the time to transition over.
Okay, so you've been...
I was entering commercial real estate. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've been Allied about 10 years, you said?
About 10 years now, yes. Mm-hmm. And I've always known Greenwich and, you know, been in touch with it, but really, truly working the market for 10 years here.
All right, well, give us a typical Diane Roth day at Allied Properties.
So it's actually a busy day. In the morning, I try to do all my showings because I just do Greenwich. I'm able to fit a lot of showings in. So for the listings that I have, I usually carry between 20 to 35 listings, which is a lot for an agent. And then I show all my properties, come back in, make my phone calls and follow-ups, and then go back out again and do more showings. So because I specialize in Greenwich only, I'm able to fit in a lot of showings. Some of the large firms, they do from Bridgeport to Duracell. You know, if you could fit in two showings, that's about it. In Greenwich, I could easily fit in 5-6 showings, and I'm back in the office. So I think that helps my listings, and it also helps my customers, because I really feel I have a pulse of what's going on in the market, and I know everything that's available for them.
All right. How has this coronavirus pandemic changed the way you do your work?
Yeah, so it's a big change, for sure. You know, we are considered essential services, so we've always been open. You know, we bring masks and gloves when necessary, 6 feet apart. A lot of times I'll open up the lights, people walk through, then we come back out, and I do most of my talking outside of the space. But it actually has created such a surge of people that no longer want to go back to New York City. They're calling up saying, you know what, I have two restaurants in the city. I'm closing one, I'm putting the other one in Fairfield, and Greenwich is my first choice. Same thing with the office market. A lot of these offices, they don't want to get on the train. They don't want to go into the city. They want to stay in a small community like Greenwich. So we're getting a lot of that.
You know, you've heard a lot of anecdotal stories about the housing market, of people just wanting to move here, and even maybe not even taking a look at the property in person, just having it, kind of a virtual tour. I mean, do you see the same thing in the commercial market?
It does. It does happen. So, we've been creative. We try to supply everything that people need. I've actually walked through spaces and do FaceTime with people. And then they say, oh, take a picture and send me this. Send me that. Sure, why not? You know, and that's what we do. So we've had a lot of FaceTime showings, making our brochures look the best they could with lots of pictures, and also, doing in-house tours.
Okay. How do you and your job make it so that a few years from now there not be buyer's remorse saying, geez, we jumped into this too quickly and didn't really do our homework on the property?
Yeah, we've really been creating very receptive packages for leasing. We're tightening the budget and giving the leases as best they possibly could to be tenant-friendly. We want tenants to say, hey, this was a good deal. We want them to be able to afford it and stay in the space. And, we make sure that it's the right size for them. You know, if someone comes in and says, oh, I need 3,000 square feet or 5,000, how many people do you have in the office? How many are going to be coming in? Let's make sure this is the right size for you. So we really try and match that up carefully for them.
All right. So it's been really busy, I'm sure. Very hot market.
So busy. Busier than I've been in years. It's just, you know, we're trying to help people survive. We're trying to help our little businesses create, the best for them. We want them to stay here. We want all the businesses to stay in Greenwich. And if they need to get a little smaller space, great. If they had two locations, they're just going to keep one. Let's sublease out the other one. Let's get a new tenant in the other one so you could save one of your spaces, and that's what we do.
All right, so what areas in the market are selling, which are not, and what are people looking for?
So the office market is really, really busy. So large offices, not anymore. People have scaled down. I think a lot of people are still going to work from their homes, but they still want a base that people could go in. Office suites, that's all I hear. Do you have an office suite? Two room, three room? The new office suite is the trend. So we've converted probably three of our major buildings into office suites. And an office suite consists of you go in, you open up your door, and you have your own space, but it's smaller. You know, you're not walking across people. You go down the hall and you're done. The big change that has happened that we hear is in New York City, people first don't like to take the transit to get there, but they don't want to go up the elevators. No one wants to go in an elevator for 14 flights to get to their office. They don't want to walk past all the people to get into the building. They want to get in their car. They want to drive to a building, go in, walk up a flight of steps, and walk in a suite and close the door. And that's what Greenwich offers. Greenwich has that type of product. So that's why we're so busy.
All right. So probably less occupancy, I guess, now with more people working with more telecommuting. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think it's important for people to realize that people still want the office space. They just want a smaller. Mm-hmm. You know, they're still going to have an office. They're still going to have, you know, someone go in and check things out, but they're just going to make it smaller.
All right. So you're a board member and at the Chamber of Commerce. Tell us how the Chamber can help businesses and make a difference to them.
It's so important to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. So they put me on the board, and I'm on the membership committee. And now more than ever, new businesses coming into town, they need to let people know we're open, we're here, come see us. And Marcia has been very good with the newsletter. Whenever I have someone new that's in town, I ask them to please join the Chamber, and we put out a lot of notices for them. She talks about them on your radio show, which is so exciting. She puts them in the newsletter. We include them in any of the events we're having. So people now more than ever need the strength of the Chamber of Commerce voice behind them to get people to know that they're here and they're open.
All right, Diane Roth, Allied Properties, commercial realtor, Marcia O'Kane's guest on our half hour. Marcia, good stuff from Diane, and we're going to bid adieu to you until the month of September. We'll see you in September, as the song goes, right? No August.
See you in September. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Diane.
Oh, thank you, both of you, and have a very Greenwich day.
All right, thanks very much, Marcia O'Kane, Diane Roth. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Got the forecast, another edition of How I See It with Darian Sims, and then it's Doug Steffen taking you until Debbie Nigro at 11 o'clock.